This afternoon, the number 14 Duke Blue Devils will conclude their season opening homestand as they welcome in the Air Force Falcons for a matinee matchup in the Bull City. Duke coming into this matchup with a 6-1 record, having won six in a row. They swept Cornell over the weekend in a three-game series. Air Force is 1-6 on the year. They have dropped six straight, and that included a three-game sweep at the hands of arch rival Navy. Duke decked out in the black jerseys with white pants and black and blue caps. Air Force wearing royal blue jerseys today. They say Air Force in script across the front. White numbers and white letters on the front and the back. Gray pants with a single blue pinstripe going down each side. Jalari from the belt, the 1-2 pitch. Change up, got him out in front. Swing and a miss for strike three. Now Jalari with the 1-2 pitch. Out in front, swing and a miss by Zimmerman. He goes down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts from Bill Jalari. Blue Devils ranked 14th in the country. Moving up two spots in the D1 baseball poll for this week that came out this morning. Moulton with another payoff pitch. It's a fastball, and that one is just off the inside corner. Altor Ford thought he had the strikeout. He was about to throw it around the horn. But Loperfido draws the leadoff walk. Slide step delivery. There goes Loperfido. Throw down to second by Altor Ford. They try to tag. They miss the tag. And Loperfido dives in safely with a stolen base. Now the payoff. Rothenberg hits a fly ball out to left field. Going back onto the warning track. Right in front of the Blue Monster fence is Gabriel Garcia. He makes the catch. Tagging at third, coming in easily is Joey Loperfido. And the sacrifice fly for Michael Rothenberg has given Duke a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. And now the payoff pitch. Mervis hits a high fly ball deep to right field. Zimmerman going back to the warning track at the wall. That ball is gone. Matt Mervis connects on his second home run of the season. And the Blue Devils jump out to a 2-0 lead. Now the payoff. That one's low, ball four. And once again, Duke's patience at the plate pays off as Ethan Murray is able to draw the two-out walk and extend the inning. 3-1 pitch. There goes Murray. Pitch comes up and in for ball four. 2-2 pitch. Nichols hits a line drive into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Rounding third is Murray. He's going to trot in to score. And Duke on the RBI single by Erickson Nichols takes a 3-0 lead here in the first. Now the 1-0 pitch. Hard ground ball to third. One hop backhanded by Erickson Nichols. Fires across the diamond, and that retires Pup for the first out in this second inning. Nice play by Nichols, who is playing even with the bag at third base. That was a hot shot his way. Now the 1-1 is lifted out toward left field and shallow. Coming on, Garcia reaches out, tried to make the shoestring catch. He can't get there, and the ball short hops off of his leg. That's going to be a dunked single there for Will Hoyle. And the leadoff man is on here for the Blue Devils here in the second inning. And now the 1-0 pitch. And that's a hard ground ball. Trying to backhand it is Alexander Pop. The ball ticks off of his glove, and he scrambles to get it. Hoyle will be safe at second base. And on at first will be Joey Loperfido. That's going to be an infield hit. Chase Cheek, a psychology major at Duke. The 2-0 pitch. And he hits a hard ground ball through the hole on the left side for a base hit. Rounding third is Hoyle. He's going to get the stop sign there. Throw will come into the plate. It ends up going wide, but backing up is Dornak. And now Duke has the bases loaded on three straight hits to open up this second inning. Here's pitch. Hard line drive. That's going to fall for a base hit into right field. Zimmerman on it on two hops. Hoyle trots in to score. Stopping at third is Joey Loperfido. And Duke has grabbed a 4-0 lead on Rothenberg's second RBI of the ballgame. Now the 0-2. Mervis hits a fly ball out toward left center field. Long run for Gabriel Garcia. He's not going to get there. It's going to short hop against the manual scoreboard. Two runs are going to come around and score. Matt Mervis is at second. It's a two-run double for Mervis. And Duke has grabbed a 6-0 lead. Rudy's the middle of three kids. Has an older brother, Wyatt, and a younger brother, Hadley. And he takes ball four, and that's going to force in a run. So the bases loaded walk for Rudy Maxwell. Nichols taps his aluminum bat against home plate once. And now he awaits the 0-1 pitch. Hits a line drive over the head of Pup and into left center field for a base hit. That's going to chase two more runs home. Heading to third and sliding in safely. The ball pops off and off the front of the dugout. Now coming in and getting in standing up is Rudy Maxwell. Three runs end up scoring on the play. And Duke has grabbed a 10-0 lead. It'll be a 2-RBI single for Erickson Nichols. And Duke has really blasted this game wide open here in Durham. And now the 3-1. And Dutra hits it out to left field. Well struck. That ball is going to hit off the base of the Blue Monster and kick all the way back toward the infield. Nichols rounds third. He's going to come in to score. It's an RBI double for Chris Dutra. A loud ringing double off the fence. And Duke has an 11-0 lead. Now Loperfido hits a line drive into right field. That time Zimmerman lets it play him. He played it on a hop, and it ends up getting past him. Trotting around third and coming in to score is Dutra. Loperfido is going to round second and go all the way to third, and he's going to get there standing up. As now Duke takes a 12-0 lead, 13 men to the plate in the bottom of the second inning. They scored 9 runs on 8 hits. 2-1 pitch. Mervis hits a hard line drive down the right field line. That's going to land fair and go into the corner. Extra bases for Mervis, hustling around first. Now he's going to take a shot at third. The relay eludes the shortstop Alexander Pupp, and sliding in safely with a triple is Matt Mervis. Murray does not have an official at-bat yet. Pair of walks and a pair of runs scored. He hits a ground ball to short, fielded by Pupp. He throws on the run. That'll retire Murray. Trotting in to score is Mervis. It's an RBI ground out for Ethan Murray. That is his third RBI of the season. And Duke has extended the lead to 13-0. Duke, meanwhile, one of the best pitching teams in the entire country thus far. A .86 earned run average. That is fourth best in the entire nation. And Alter Force swings through a fastball. And he goes down on strikes for the first out here in this fourth inning. Nifong with the 0-2. Over on the outside corner, called strike three on the slider. And now the 3-0 to Hoyle. He takes outside ball four. A four-pitch leadoff walk to open this fourth inning for Duke. And now the payoff pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball four. Hoyle's going to trot down to second, and he'll stop there with the 13-run lead. And now Rothenberg, the switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty Sugar at the plate. The 1-0. And Rothenberg hits a high drive out toward right center field. Plenty of room for Ashton Easley. He camps under it. He makes the catch. Hoyle tags at third base. He'll come in to score. Another sacrifice fly for Rothenberg. It's his third RBI today. And Duke has kicked the extra point. It's now 14-0 over Air Force. Garcia swings at the first pitch. Hits a line drive into center field. Falling fast, sliding, and making the grab is Joey Loperfido. Beasley into the windup, and the 2-2 pitch is a fastball on the inside corner, called strike three. And there's a 1-2-3 inning for Aaron Beasley here in the fifth inning. First pitch to Chad. Swings and hits a high drive out to deep left field. Going back, looking up, and that ball is gone. Up onto the Tobacco Road restaurant in straightaway left field. A pinch hit home run by Chad Knight, and the Blue Devils make it a 15-0 game. Falcon team has struggled to put up runs thus far this season. They've only had 13 runs in the first 7 games, and they're batting .210 as a team. Head coach Chris Pollard said you could expect to see numerous arms in this game as Zimmerman hits a high drive out toward left field. That one's going to bounce off of the fence and come back toward the infield. Zimmerman rounds first. He's going to trot into second. That'll be a double. Now the 0-1 hits a soft line drive, and that is going to be a catch made on a leap by Will Hoyle. He retreated into shallow right field, make the leaping one-handed catch, and that will keep Air Force off the board. McCarthy, left-hander, works exclusively from the stretch. And delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed as Pupp goes down to a knee, trying to catch up to that one. And the 3-2 pitch is over on the outside corner. Well placed by Oliver McCarthy for strike three, and he has a scoreless inning in his 2020 debut. And Knight hits a hard shot. That's going to elude the third baseman and go into left field. Knight with a wide turn at first base. He'll stop there. First pitch to Will Hoyle. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Swings at the first pitch. Hits a high drive out toward the left field corner. And that ball is going to bounce off of the Blue Monster and remain in play. Knight made the turn at second, but he's going to stop there as the ball went careening back toward third base, making it a shorter throw. Now the 1-1. It's a line drive that's short-hopped and fielded by the shortstop. Good play. Throw across the diamond, and they nab Topolsky. And that will be the first out of the inning. Coming in and scoring on the play was Chad Knight. So Topolsky will get a credit for an RBI there. It's now 16-0. Bases loaded, one out, top of the ninth inning. Tyler Ward at the plate. And now the payoff pitch. Fastball foul tipped into the glove of Chad Knight. He puts the squeeze on, and there are two outs. Clay Randall, the last chance here for the Falcons. First pitch is a high bouncing ball to third base. Erickson Nichols has it, throws it on the run to first, and Duke has yet another shutout. 16-0 the final score. Duke has recorded its fifth shutout in the last six games. Duke with their seventh win in a row. They improve to 7-1 on the season. Air Force drops to 1-7.